Educate the client about financial goals. Here is an overview of the financial goal setting and refinement process that is discussed in this area. These steps might be done in another order, or some steps may not be needed for a given client. Determine what the client wants to accomplish. These are the client's goals they walked in with, their stated goals. They may or may not be actionable goals, but this can be addressed after establishing rapport. This step keeps the focus on the client's needs and can be used to check if a client has new goals to discuss or work on. Determine that the client's goals are under their control. Verify the client owns their goals. Assist the client to develop smart goals. Help the client make goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. Also, stating SMART goals positively transforms them from have-to-dos into get-to-dos, which helps clients stay motivated. Stating what you will do is easier to act on than on what you will not do. Assist the client to prioritize their goals. This step involves helping the client decide which goals to work on first, based on what most motivates them, is the most relevant, and is attainable. Providing an overview of financial goal setting at a high level can help clients have less apprehension. Goals are defined as specific, measurable objectives that individuals or organizations strive to achieve within a defined time frame. Clients may start sessions by discussing problems that they are having. While this can be a common place to start, a problem is not the same as a goal. It can be beneficial to spend time helping a client understand the power and importance of setting positive financial goals. Working with the client to set effective goals helps focus the counseling process on the client's chosen needs. It is also the first step in moving from problems to solutions. They can stop focusing only on the negative and start building a positive vision for the future. Clients may also start sessions with productive or preventive goals, such as a desired financial outcome or a desire to address a financial risk. These may be more fully formed goals, or they may be aspirations or other things that are not really goals. In these cases, the counselor will still determine what the client wants to accomplish, go through the process of seeing if the client's goals are under their control, help the client craft goals that are smart, and help the client prioritize their goals. Use affirmation to help clients realize that just becoming willing to set goals is a powerful step. Goal setting may also need to be revisited where clients struggle to follow through on the tasks necessary to accomplish previously set goals. While this may be an issue with the tasks or action plan, it is worth considering whether the goal itself needs reevaluating. Another basic concept in goal setting that a client may need to learn is that financial goals can take place over different time horizons, such as a short-term goal, a medium-term goal, and a long-term goal. What a given horizon looks like may differ by client based on their time of life and current level of preparedness for a given goal. A takeaway is that longer-term goals usually need some shorter-term goals associated with them. What can the client do today and this year to move toward that longer-term goal? Time horizons. In financial counseling, the length of time that will take a client to accomplish a given goal using an action plan. In investing, the expected length of time an individual plans to hold an investment before needing to access the funds.